In this video, we will talk about one of the most important questions in microchurch planting. What does your microchurch do and what does it not do? That question may sound simple, but it can protect the health of the whole ministry. A microchurch needs a clear purpose. Without purpose, the gathering can become confusing. One person thinks it is a Bible study. Another thinks it is a counseling group. Another thinks it is a social club. Another thinks it is a full church with all the ministries and authority of a larger congregation. That confusion can create frustration, pressure, and even harm. So before a microchurch launches, the leader should write a simple purpose statement. For example, our microchurch gathers weekly to worship Christ, study scripture, pray, share fellowship, care for one another, and reach our neighborhood with the gospel. That is clear. It names word, worship, prayer, fellowship, care, and witness. But scope matters too. Scope means the boundaries of the ministry. A microchurch may offer Christian care, but it is not a licensed counseling center. It may pray for marriages, but it is not a replacement for pastoral oversight or professional help when needed. It may teach scripture, but it should not become a place where one untrained personality controls everyone's spiritual life. A clear microchurch also names what it does not do. It does not replace healthy local church oversight. It does not ignore safety and accountability. It does not pressure people into private loyalty to the leader. It does not pretend to be everything for everyone. It does not operate beyond the training, calling, and authorization of its leaders. This is especially important for Soul Center microchurches and daughter microchurches. A Soul Center expression needs clarity about registration, purpose, leadership, and connection to Christian Leaders Alliance expectations. A daughter microchurch needs clarity about its relationship to the sending local church. A common mistake is thinking that clarity will make the ministry less spiritual. Actually, clarity makes the ministry more trustworthy. In 1 Corinthians 14, Paul teaches that church gatherings should be built up with order, peace, and edification. God is not honored by confusion that could have been prevented. So ask these questions early. What is our purpose? Who are we called to serve? What do we do? What do we not do? Who oversees us? When do we refer someone for help beyond our role? A clear purpose does not limit the Holy Spirit. It gives the microchurch a faithful container where prayer, scripture, care, witness, and discipleship can grow with wisdom. Small gatherings need clear purpose. Clear purpose builds trust, and trust helps a microchurch become a place of gospel renewal.